Okay.
Blog Talk
right.
Radio.
Should have said that sooner.
Find ourselves in the position of short-term success is wanted, even though it will lead to long-term futility. And these are the words of my co-host tonight. And as always, Mr. Jim Schmiedeberg. Jim, say hello to the folks out there in Candyland.
Good evening, everyone. What a great opening there.
Well rehearsed.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. It is Monday, April 5th, and yes, we are still alive. The Rangers are humming along. We got a hot streak going. I can't believe it. It's a hot streak.
Three in a row, you know me and the three in a row theory. We never win three in a row in regulation. And by golly, by whiz, gee whiz, by whatever, we did it. Although we got a little help by the Tampa Bay Lightning. Holy cow, they were putting pucks in their net left and right that game. I thought Dolan had some of those defensemen on Tampa Bay on the take. But, we'll take it. They took the bull by the horn, so to speak. They got the victory, three in a row. Here we go, heave-ho. I'm starting to plan the parade route as we speak to our first on exit.
You got your map out, got the GPS. Do you want to hear, you know how we like to, we talk about how much the Eastern Conference stinks? Do you know that the only team with a winning streak as long as three games is our New York Rangers? They have the longest winning streak in the Eastern Conference right now. They are the hottest team in the Eastern Conference.
Let me tell you something. This team is on fire. Fire, Jimmy. I'm trying to get this chat room. I can't get in the goddamn chat room here tonight. I'm banned. Like Mandor. We'll get to that later.
And what's actually funny is there's only one other team in the league with a three-game winning streak, and that would be the Chicago Blackhawks.
Wow. Well, so we're up there with some elite teams. Well, the Chicago was struggling at one time, but, well, listen, that's good company. Hey, I'll take it. I mean, listen, they're playing. It's all going to come down, well, we all know, it's all going to come down these next four games, but that Flyers series is going to separate the, I think, is going to determine it all. But the Sabres are a tough team, although they wound up losing the other night. It's going to be tough. And hopefully we'll see the Sabres will rest some of their guys. I know Boston is playing Washington tonight. It was 1-1 after one. And I noticed that the Caps already started resting guys. Mike Green was not in the lineup for them. I don't know. I think it's a little too early to start resting guys. Maybe if you're output that high, you don't have to worry about it. But, I don't know. It's tough. Aren't they battling with the Devils for the number one spot and the President's Trophy and all that craziness?
No, they've clinched the President's Trophy.
Oh, they clinched it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So then I'm just misinformed as usual. So there goes my point. See, when I'm not in the chat room, I don't have my backup. This is what happens. So hopefully I get in there. They're loading my skin for the chat room right now.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Looks like I'm in. Whoa! Look at this goddamn chat room.
I told you. They were in here before the show started tonight.
Holy manolis.
Fired up.
A lot of crazy son of a bitches in this room. It's nuts. Oh, wait, Alex Auld is better than the Emmy. Are you kidding me? He isn't better than anti-Emmy. There's Jackie Lamba. And Tom right here. I'm right here. I'm Mike Zippo, of course, is in here. And all these guys are in here. But I digress. So we find ourselves back in. Are we rooting? I mean, I think you made a great point. Go over your point from last week, because this is what, you made a good statement at the beginning of last week's program that I think everybody should hear again.
Oh, I don't remember what it was. No.
But you remember the whole thing. They're in it. I'm rooting.
Well, look, now we're down to four games. And, of course, we want, I know that the mediocrity that has taken place this season, where they've just kind of treaded water most of the year, I know it's prevented that high draft pick where you get that impact guy that steps right in your lineup. I know that. But at this point, we're past that. We're not going to get a high draft pick. So you might as well get to the playoffs. So I want them in. I want them in. I don't care. I know they're not geared for a long cup run, but I want them in the playoffs. And, like Eddie said, short-term success can lead to long-term futility. But I think there's enough young players on the way that there's a good core of players that I don't think we're sacrificing years of development if they make the playoffs this year. Nor do I think you're necessarily guaranteeing the continuation of this front office and coaching staff that some of you or most of you or at least a few of you want change. I don't think that necessarily guarantees anything. So while they're in the situation they're in, let's just be positive. Let's get into the playoffs and let's see what happens. Let's just have some fun. Some fans were bitching the other day on Blue Shirt Banner. Well, I'm sick of the years of mediocrity. I get tired of it. And I said, I've said this before. It's a marriage. This is a marriage. When you wear that jersey, you buy that hat, you buy that T-shirt, you wait in line for those autographs and pictures, you take everything that comes with it, good or bad. This is what makes us fans, and it's just let's just get behind them and let's get to the playoffs. And who knows? I still think there's a chance. There's still a chance. They get the Devils in the first round, like I said about a month ago. And they get those Devils in the first round, Ranger fans, and I'm telling you right now, God damn it, they're getting into the second round of the playoffs. They will beat the New Jersey Devils. I don't care what anybody says. They will beat the New Jersey Devils if they face them in the first round of the playoffs. You can tell me I'm smoking crack. You can tell me I got Alzheimer's. You can tell me I'm suffering from dementia. I don't care. I am telling you, if they get to the playoffs in the first round against the New Jersey Devils, they will beat them. They match up well with the Devils. Henrik plays his best against that fat bastard from Newark.
Holy cow.
They beat the New Jersey Devils. They will put enough ring dings past Jabba, and they will get to the second round. Guaranteed. We will win tonight. Whatever.
Let me tell you, laugh at me all you want.
I don't care.
If the Rangers play the Devils, let me give you my interpretation of the whole series in a little vignette I'd like to call Zach Parise and Jamie Langenbrunner score every 5 minutes. Rangers can't clear the crease. Parise, should he score? Jamie Langenbrunner from the blue line. I don't know about that. I certainly give the Rangers a chance more against the Devils, the Devil Dogs, than I give against the Caps. I think the Caps will just run roughshod over the Rangers. But before we can talk about the Rangers in the playoffs, they have to get there. And last week we ended the show with everybody saying, they'll screw us over. They always disappoint us. And what?
Whoa, look at Jackie Lamba. Love is in the air.
Lamba is making a... No, I wasn't even... It looks like Mary Lou has also returned. What is going on? This is Mary Lou back to the chat room. I was giving her
the business the other night on Facebook. I said, where you been?
Oh,
she said, I've been busy. I'm sorry. And, I said, we need you. Look at the love I'm getting from Jackie Lamba.
September 1997. Well, Mary Lou's been busy. I've been reading her on Facebook. She's been apartment hunting, and she knows when to bail on the Rangers. See, she felt that they were going to stink, and right before they began to really stink, she bailed. Then again, I would bail, too. Simply JB went to 7 straight games, and the Rangers lost all of them. So that was a good time. And now that the Rangers have got a 3-game winning streak, which you alluded to earlier, so Simply JB is back. Is she a fair weather fan or what? We don't know.
No.
I think she's a sensible fan. Let's put it that way.
I think she just thought maybe she ought to stay away for the better of the team. She's superstitious.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I'm worried about the schedule. I'm getting a lot of – I'm actually hearing me talk. Boy, I sound pretty good. I was going to say I was getting a little worried. I'm getting still worried about the 2 games coming up before we even get to the Florida game. Although I think the Leafs will probably roll over and die, especially if Avery doesn't play in that game. I think there'll be a little bit juice to play at the Garden. But, you get the Fanouf Avery thing going, and they seem to really hate him. And I tell you, I wish we could switch teams with Toronto. I love that team. They got good young players. But with that, they've got to win the games. They've won the game so far. I was really pissed at Detroit for losing the Flyers. How can they do that? My God, not supposed to happen. So I don't know. You got your headphones off or something? Because I'm hearing my wonderful, beautiful voice. Getting a little bit of feedback here. No,
I don't hear the feedback, but apparently they're hearing the feedback in the chat room. They're hearing a popping sound, and I'm hearing it too, but I don't know if it's you or if it's me.
That popping sound is me getting excited at the thought of seeing Henrik Lundqvist between the pipes in a playoff game this year. Now, how can you root for the Flyers, Jackie Lamba? Give her a misconduct for that, Jim. All right, so we have some things to talk about. yes, those voices are on my head. Okay, here we go.
Hold on. Are we hearing? Let me know in the chat room. Are you hearing feedback from both of us, or just one of us? Let's try and solve this.
Too loud for Block Talk Radio.
Let's try and solve this problem. See if anybody ping Frosty ping ping. He's helping.
Yeah. All these guys are great help, let me tell you.
We've also got we've got phone calls on the line already if you want
bring
to
them on, bring them on. Calls.
And what
do right. we got?
Let's go to, I believe, from the Bunny Ranch in Paramus, New Jersey. This is John. John from Paramus, how are you?
How are you guys?
Good.
I'm doing good tonight.
How was my picks from last week, fellas, so far?
Oh, Brian, prediction's doing pretty good. What was it? I forgot.
Jim, you didn't write these down like I asked you?
Yeah, I wrote them down, but the paper blew away.
Yeah.
I called every other game so far.
So what did you have exactly? Because John Newman. Oh, I'm sorry. John from Paramus, I'm sorry. They said
there you go.
John from Paramus.
All right.
What did you have?
We were going over the other team schedules for the rest of the year, and I said probably a win, win here, loss there, and everything else.
Oh, well, I should have wrote that down. I should have written it down. So you were rocking
good.
And rolling. You were continuing your hot streak from Las Vegas, where
yes,
you won a certain amount of money?
That's correct. I won X amount of money. Let's put it that way.
All right. We don't want to talk about that. The IRS may be listening.
They'll get you first, Eddie. Let's put it that way.
They may. So now, what are you predicting now? The great Swami, the great guru, as we call him now.
I see if the Rangers play the Devils, it's going to be Rangers in four. I'm feeling a sweep. I'm playing in the playoffs.
Wow.
Man.
Rangers in four.
Wow.
Rangers in four. That
Write
is bold,
that
my friend.
Deal
that
it
is
with
bold.
The kiss. Deal it with the kiss. Brodeur will be thrown out of one game at least. Will be pulled in one game.
Wow. So this is up, I guess, then you're predicting the Rangers make the playoffs. Who's not going
and
to make the playoffs?
And think of it this way. The Rangers will beat the Devils in four on Garden Ice because they would be the lower seed, correct?
Yes.
So they will clinch the first round and move on to the second round, which they probably will lose on Garden Ice.
All right. So now, who do you think is not going to make the playoffs in the East, in the Rangers division? Well, actually in the East.
The Flyers.
The Flyers?
Yes.
I hope so, too. I hate the Flyers.
Oh. Those last two games are 4 points up for grabs right there, fellas. 4 points up for grabs.
Now, will you be attending any of these games?
The last game of the year, my friend.
Nice.
Yes, I sold my ticket, but I got another one on Ticket Exchange. This courtesy of Jackie Lomb. I'll be seeing you guys on Friday, Mal.
Nice. I won't be there Friday, but...
I thought you were going.
I'm going to the Toronto game.
Oh, I sold my ticket for that one.
Well, there you go. You could have hooked up with me. I mean...
That's right.
I have to say that.
Okay.
I do have to say that your seats are the best in Madison Square Garden.
Why? Thank you, Jim. Eddie, thank you.
They are. They're.
I appreciate that.
You can stand up and nobody can say, "Hey, down in front." That's what I like.
Exactly. And the concession stand is what, 10 feet away from my seats?
Yeah. I mean, they can IV me the hot dogs in a liquid form.
Exactly.
So,
nobody sits to the right of me anyway. Nobody
what?
Sits to the right of me. They're the best seats in the world.
Right. So you see the Rangers making the playoffs, and you
I see a sweep in the
Devils?
First round. Yes, a sweep of the Devils in the first round.
I don't know. I can't see the Rangers sweeping the Islanders.
No. Well, let me just say this now. I was watching the game the other night against Florida. What was Florida wearing? Were they wearing the Islander? Gordon Fishman jerseys?
Right.
Those alternate jerseys they wear, they're horrible. I was still living down there when they introduced those, and the reaction was just terrible. They're pretty ugly.
If they're going to bring back a jersey, they got to bring back the Lady Liberty for the New York Rangers. I'm sorry. They got to bring those jerseys
down with
back.
That. I like the Liberty.
Yeah,
Some fans don't. And some fans, it's very, very divided. Some fans just hate those jerseys. And my only bitch about them is that they were just terrible when they wore them for most of those years. They were pretty bad in them, but I still like them. I thought they were classy looking.
They're great jerseys. I love them. I have two of them at home.
Yeah. Well, I'm not so hot on the Liberty jersey. I'm in the minority, but maybe I'm not because I think I like the blue. I don't like the white. On that.
The white Liberty.
Yeah, I like the blue Liberty better.
Yeah, the white one I have at home.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah.
No, that's all right.
I'm only kidding. And then you got with that. Now there's some kind of rumors, or the Rangers may go to back to the old home blues with New York.
With New York cross, yeah, I don't want that.
What do you mean you don't want
that?
That
looks disgusting.
That's old school. Are you kidding me?
It's not old school for me. It'd be grandpa age for me. Let's put it that way.
Oh, you talk to your dad about this. Oh, grandpa age. Oh, let me get my walker and cane out here.
Bring your pension along with it, Eddie. I'll take you on.
Well, I got to tell you, I like those. I like the New York jerseys. And Jim always tells that great story about after 9/11, the Rangers wore those jerseys. And I don't know, I'm sentimental about those chairs. Chairs? What am I talking about? What the hell am I talking about? What is it, a Bob Furniture commercial now?
And by the way, guys, I was at the auto show on Sunday wearing my Ranger blue proudly, and I got recognized in the crowd by people coming up to me and asking me if I'm that crazy one in my section.
I can verify that you are indeed the craziest one.
Anybody in that chat room that's seen me at a Ranger game can verify that, Eddie. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Anybody in that chat room can verify that.
Yeah, I can verify you may be one of the crazier in most sections, not just
No, my section's on the loudest. I'm the loudest. You can hear me on ice level. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're pretty loud.
And we're all be sitting on Friday night. I'll be even closer to the ice. You'll be able to hear me from where I used to sit.
Now, I don't want to tip off the authorities, but will you be imbibing alcoholic beverages that are not being sold at the concession stand?
Is the Pope Catholic?
Is Ed too tall, Jones? Really too tall?
that would be a big fat yes for all the people in the chat room.
Security.
Like I always do. Are you kidding me? I have yet to get thrown out of a game ever. Okay? Ever.
Well, that's good.
Hey there. All right, John.
Happy Easter, and happy Passover.
Yes, happy holidays to you and yours, and Friday, root them on. I'll be listening at home waiting to hear you.
Oh, I'll be calling you, Eddie.
Okay, call me live.
All right, buddy, bye.
All right, take care.
All right, John, thanks. Bye.
John from Paramus. Love him.
From the Bunny Ranch.
From the Bunny Ranch. I don't get that. Can you
That's the name of a... shall we say a brothel?
Oh, I know what the Bunny Ranch.
Well, I just for the Bunny Ranch, I just thought it was, funny if there was a brothel in Paramus.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not working.
No, I didn't
Should
know
I
where
pitch
you were
that?
Going with that.
Oh well,
I thought maybe there was a Bunny Ranch out there. They had legalized prostitution in Paramus.
Well, just the idea that they could have a brothel in Paramus and that John would be working at it. Anyway.
All right.
If I have to explain it, it's obviously not funny.
Yeah. Well, no, now I get it. All right.
All right. Want to take another call or
Let's take one more call and talk about that.
All right. 203-877, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
It's Jay from Milford. Eddie.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Doing another viewing party this week? You're averaging about one a week, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's
no, Jay, I know just that last one the one I went with you. And let me tell you, Jay hooked me up with a photo, Jim. It was great. It was a color photo of both Jockman and had Park in front of the net. And I got, he and I got him to both sign it. It's a really great picture, and I just started listening to a disc he gave me, an audio radio broadcast of a Chicago Ranger game from December 8th, 1971. And it's great because it has all the commercials on. It's like, you know, the Buick Regal, get it for, you know, $2,000 or something like that. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Jay was there, and Jay, did you have a good time? I mean, I know you had a good time, but
oh yeah, jeez.
I mean, maybe you could tell the fans what kind of went on from your perspective, as far as that goes, and then chime in on what you think. Oh, Boston's up 2-1. Jesus Christmas.
Mm.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Boston has an easy schedule. Perfect heartbreak is where we beat Philadelphia twice, but Boston with their schedule, you know, just waltzes in. Viewing party, yeah. They came out and introduced the four players. You had Park and Jockman and Matteau and Graves. And they had a answer. They just told some stories. Later on, they did a question-and-answer session. And during the night, we were able to walk up and, you know, talk to the players and have your picture taken, have something signed. Good time.
I thought it was good. And then the one that I went to at Mulcahy's was a little bit more informal.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was good as well, especially that the Rangers, that game we watched ended in heartbreak. But this game, they actually came back and beat the Islanders on the island, and, everybody was kind of up after that. So that was good.
You get to talk to Stemmer at all or no?
Briefly. Pete, for some reason, is not embracing the Potvin sucks chant. he says he's friends with Al Arbor, and he even went as far, which I think is blasphemy for an ex-Ranger player to say. He goes, when I hear the Ranger fans say that, I hear them say Potvin's cups. I don't know, Pete. I don't know, Stemmer. That's a little crazy. You're talking a little crazy in your old age. You still got to have that hatred. And the best was Greschner basically said, Potvin sucks. He just kept saying it over and over.
Yeah.
Old
school jerseys, I still say home whites. You know, anyway. And, you know, you're talking to the other caller. Home whites. They shouldn't be blue at home. Home whites.
Right.
But,
what about the New York?
I like that. That's all right. I hate the Liberty one. I'm sorry. Maybe it's because those teams stunk.
Damn, you hear that?
It seems to be that fans either love them or hate them. Mm-hmm. There's no in between on those jerseys. It's kind of it's interesting.
Yeah. Hey, what's the latest on our injuries? That's probably the one thing that's going to hinder us. I mean, Callahan did his 2 or 3. I don't think there's anything major. But what you have any new info on any of the injuries?
Just that
I know Callahan skated today. Boyle skated today. And I didn't see any updates on Avery. Avery's going to be the key for the Flyers games.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can get him back for those games.
Yeah.
But I'm just checking to see if there's been any updates.
I didn't see any, but you might have a different source or better source.
Yeah, I got a feeling that Avery is not going to be back until and or if the Rangers make the playoffs.
Could be.
It's just being kept way too quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
There's this veil of mystery around it, and it's just and he's still on crutches. And I don't know. I got a feeling that he may be done for the rest of the regular season, and which will not be good because when the Rangers play the Flyers, that's when he plays his best hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it. You know, speaking of Avery, the Sports Illustrated. They did an anonymous poll similar to the one that the Hockey News did of players. This time it was a bigger swath of players, so to speak, about 250 players. And again, Avery came in the most overrated category.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you could overrate Sean Avery. I mean, you know, it's not like he's a, you know, we think he's a superstar. He's a role guy who, when does his role, is very effective. We know that. I mean, you know, he's certainly not a superstar scoring-wise. What, he's got 8 goals this year, 9 goals? And you're speaking about goal, I want to just go over this tangent. I took a lot of heat in the beginning of the season from some other people, so-called experts, when I said the Rangers would have 5 20 goal scorers. And now it may turn out they may actually have 4. And in this dismal season, you got Redden, you've got Dubinsky, you've got Gabrick, and who's on the other cusp for 20?
Callahan's getting close, ain't he?
Redden.
Callahan's got nine. Not Redden. What the hell am I talking about? Chairs and Redden.
They'd have to play a 400-game season for him to get to 20 goals. And they might have to give him 5 empty netters.
I don't think I haven't recovered from that that prediction that the Rangers are going to sweep the Devils in 4. So how do you see it, Jay, coming down the stretch? What do you think? You've looked at the schedule, I'm sure, and the matchups.
I'm hoping we're in. I don't care if it saves, Sather's safe, of course, no matter what happens. But, if we make the playoffs, I think the coach is set too. But I'd rather be in the playoffs, even if we lose first round. I don't care. I'm worried about Boston's easy schedule, though. I could see them coasting in, even no matter what we do.
Well, they got to play the Caps again, though.
Yeah, that was the one tough one, though, I think.
And then another one against the Caps. And I think they're playing Buffalo, too.
All right. A little hope. I don't have it in front of me. I looked at it a couple days ago. But let's get in there. And if we don't make the playoffs, do you think the coach is out? Or is he safe?
Oh, yeah, I think he's safe.
Safe?
I think he's safe one way or the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless there's so much of this off-ice stuff that we see and hear rumors of that maybe they've just had enough. But I think he's safe. I think he's safe one way or the other, but more than likely on a short leash next year.
And, they say you could find anything on the Internet. Yeah, well, type in the words Glenn Sather interview, and I bet you your computer will crash. You're not going to find an interview with him ever.
Oh, we've got one.
Well, minuscule, I guess, right? You guys have one with him?
Oh, yeah! My friend Jay Moran.
I'll go back and get that one, then.
It's not with him, but it is.
Oh, the imaginary one.
No. Oh, no, it's really Glenn.
This is a press conference where Glenn is speaking.
All right, here it is.
This is Kevin Greenstein from the New York Sun. Glenn, just wanted to get your sense on Wade Redden, what he's going to add to the Rangers' blue line core, and what you're thinking moving forward with regard to the defense.
Well, he's an experienced defenseman. He's been an all-star twice in the league. He's, in our opinion, the best first passer in the game today. He moves the puck up exceptionally. He's somebody that we had targeted immediately. He was our number one guy in defense. As well as Roosevelt, we wanted to get them both signed, and we did. And we're quite happy that we've got them. And we think that it's going to help move the puck to the forwards as well as anybody in the league today.
I didn't realize Sather had gotten into that many fights. He must have had a few concussions. Okay. Wow. But it's still amazing. The general manager in the biggest market, New York and in the country, and he doesn't talk to the press.
I just want to say that's the big thing is then you have a coach who's throwing the reporters out at every minute, out of the media room if he doesn't like the question. So you have no voice. it's pretty funny, But yeah.
All right, guys.
So, take care, Jay. I love hearing from you.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Take care, Jay.
Talk to you soon.
Yep, bye.
Bye. That was Jay Moran, and he's the author of what's the name of that book, Eddie? I know
The Rangers versus Bruins, the end of an era, the rivalry, the end of an era, something like that. It's a really good book about the Rangers and the big bad Bruins rivalry. It's a long read. I mean, it's a lot of interviews, but if you want to get what went on and from the player's point of view,
It's a good book. It really is. I mean, you know, if you can immerse yourself in there, it's great. You can get that through Amazon.com.
There you go. Okay. Now, we're still getting the popping noise, and I had, while you were talking to John, I had hung up and called back in, but we're still hearing it. So I'm wondering if it's on your end. So do you want to try hanging up and calling back in, and we'll see if we can fix this once and for all, and if not, then we're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, sure. If you call back in
and it's still popping, then I don't know what it is.
Okay, I'll call in.
Okay. So while Eddie does that, we'll give you, for you guys that might not be watching the Bruins game, it is still 2-1 Bruins, 5 minutes to go in the second period. That game's on Versus, in case you didn't know, so you can check it out. I have it on the TV behind me. So we'll get Eddie back. I think he's already back. Let's see. Let's pull him up real quick. Are you back? Oh, hold on. Where'd you go, Eddie?
Are you there? I don't know. I'm still popping. Yeah, I'm here. I'm popping off.
Okay. You're popping off. See, that already sounds better. So maybe it was your end. You're going to get Charlie Astley school
matching. So am I popping? But yeah, that's right. Mary Lou's saying the phone is tapped. Maybe it's saying the tapping is goddamn phone.
Larry Bush, right. Somebody else said. But you are not popping, so I think that, so hopefully we have fixed the problem. So let's get back into it. Phone calls tonight, 646-478-4692. If you guys want to call in and give us your thoughts on the hot streak for the hottest team in hockey right now, or your playoff thoughts, or are they getting in, or are they not getting in? So we want to hear from you. Again, 646-478-4692. All right, so there we go.
TB Mavis is popping fresh dough. All right, now, I don't know if you people have seen the TSN article where they ranked the defensive units in the NHL. This guy, Scott Cullen, wrote an article, and he had some criteria, which included goals per game, assists per game, cumulative plus-minus, hits per game, block shots per game, games played, and both cumulative and average TSN ratings. Out of the 30 teams, where do you think, without cheating, I'll go to the roll call in a second, without cheating, you tell me where the Rangers ranked. And if you know the answer, don't put it up there. But where do you think the Rangers were ranked out of 30 teams, defensive core only? You sons of bitches. I don't see anything going on in this chat room. I give you orders. Anyway, where do you think the Rangers? And I got to say, I asked Jim before the program, and he was right. Wow. Of course Zach puts the right answer, and he read the article. I told you not to put it in there, you dope. That's right. I like J-Max put 2. Jackie Lauber and Frosty put 29th. No, the correct answer is 19th. 19th the Rangers finished. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Zach. I forget about the time difference. My apologies. Jack, yeah. No, I'm not having a bad day. I was just some popping. And that's what's going on. You know?
So we fixed it now. It's all fixed.
Oh, it's all fixed. Okay. And
Papa Bowie came in the studio, fixed it all up.
Okay.
Oh, my.
So, yes, apparently the Rangers are 19th. The Devils are 18th. Who do you think finished first? Give me your first, and who do you think finished first?
I'm gonna have to think about it for a minute. I know you told me who finished last. That was pretty obvious. Who's first? I don't know.
I found this. Jackie Lauber gets it correct. And I got to say, the Caps, now that worries me when I see that kind of criteria because, I mean, are you really going to go with Mike Green, Jeff Schultz, Tom Pody, Shane Morrison, Joe Corvo, John Erskine, and John Carlson as the best defensive units going in the game today. I mean, I don't know. I tell you, just looking at I like Chicago's. They finished third. Edmonton was last. And just for kicks and giggles, the Islanders were number 28. And listen to these guys that are on the defensive core. Mark Streit, Jack Hillen, Bruno Gervais, Andrew McDonald, Freddie Meyer, Dylan Reese, Mark Flood. Who are those guys? I mean, I have no clue who those guys are. I don't know what is going on.
Bruno, he's no Bruno Gervais. Gervais.
Even Bruno Gervais is. So apparently, the Capitals defensemen average a goal per game. They average 0.32 assists. Their plus minus is 122. They average 1.37 hits per game. They average 1.53 block shots per game. And their rating is very high. So I don't know. This might be a little flawed, but it looks like the offensive teams definitely rate a little bit higher. Because although the Yotes, they have a lot of scoring from the Blackhawks. Well, they're number four. And then the Flyers at number eight. Huh? I don't know. I'm not scared by Oscar Bartulis. Who are these people? Who is Oscar? I don't even know who these players are. So maybe so that's where that goes, wherever that means, whatever that
Cap score. 2-2. 28 seconds left in the period.
Yes.
That's as excited as I'm ever gonna get for a Capital goal.
Yeah, and you hit that what's his name? Benignani there, or whatever his name is. This guy's horrible. So I don't know how much credence I'm putting in this TSN. But think about it. Imagine if you factor in the goalie, with the 19th best defense.
Who scored the goal?
Mike Green.
No, Mike Knuble.
Not again.
Mike Knuble.
Mike Knucklehead is Darth Ranger used to call him. I got to call him up right now and say, listen, we couldn't keep this guy? I thought you were going to say it was Oscar Bartulis.
No, I'm pretty sure. Hang on, I'm watching it. Yeah, it looks like it's Knuble's goal. It looks like Knuble's goal. Anyway.
So that's wherever that stands. And now let's get back to the Rangers. I had a beef. And this is a beef that's carrying over from the last week's show. And this is the Artem Anisimov beef again. Now, everybody's lauding how great this fourth line. And I got to say, Mary Lou made a great quote on the FB, on the Facebook the other day. Was Micheletti kidding when he said they're not calling the fourth line the fourth line, they're calling it the line? Like, they don't want to put a label on our players all of a sudden. What? I think we're all in agreement here. Micheletti needs to get a kick. Somebody's going to kick his ass out the door. He's horrible. Horrible, Jim. Did you catch that, the line?
No, I missed that. I totally missed that.
Yeah, it was two games back. Two or three games back, and then with the fourth line's been playing good. And especially Prust and Anisimov. Jody Shelley, But anyway... So Micheletti, I guess, he doesn't want to brand them the fourth line. So he's like, where or there, who knows, whatever propaganda they got. They're not calling him the fourth line because that would be, I guess, too disparaging for to be a hockey player to be called like a fourth line player. So they're just calling it the line. And I love how we're getting all these, everybody's getting these quote-unquote nicknames. Like Corey Locke was the key. Well, apparently the key got sent down. And what is it? Dale Weiss got brought up. Friend of the show, Dale Weiss.
Friend of the show, Dale Weiss, yes.
I'm glad. And that's another thing. What did it take? Mozzarella took him 50, 60 games?
to realize that you kind of bring up the young guys to infuse some youth into this thing, get some new blood. Maureen O'Boyle stumped to join up for 40, 50 games. They realize, oh, he's – you notice since Brian Boyle's been out of the lineup? They've been playing better.
And you know what? I was looking at the I was looking at the lines that skated in practice today, and he had Dale Weiss on the line with Voros and Chris Drury. It might be a, you know what, it might be a nice line combination, actually, the three of those three together.
What was this line? Any line with Drury on? I've heard
Drury, Voros, and Weiss.
That's not bad. Voros. Well, Weiss. It's not too bad. No, all right. Voros has been playing okay. You know, as much as I want to get on that bastard, he's actually been showing up and contributing.
Yeah, he's been playing hard, but I made the comment the other day on Blue Shirt Banner that I'm going to ask him to write visit BlueShirtBanner.com on the bottom of his skates. I think it would be great advertising for the site.
Well, it'd certainly be noticeable because, well, you know, when he's out there, you notice him. Because he's either doing something stupid or something relatively good.
Who did he fight the other night? Nick, what's the guy's name? Nick Tanarski? From the, is that his name? Yeah, is it Tanarski?
I don't know.
That guy's name? The guy kicked his ass pretty good.
The guy's a punching bag. I know for a fact he was, that the reason Brashear got so tired is that he would use Voros as a speed bag before the games. And he got so tired out from beating up on Voros, he couldn't fight in the game. The point I wanted to make about Anisimov, before we get into all that stuff, here we got a guy who's ninth in the Rangers in scoring. Not like that's a big deal, but the guy's primarily played with a bunch of stiffs all year, the third and fourth line, right? So he's ninth on the team. Then you look at his time on the ice, and then I'm shocked. I'm friggin' shocked. He's 19th in playing time. What is that? Pete Parenteau was averaging more time than him. I mean, you know, it doesn't make sense, right? Don't you think a guy like that should be, you know, I mean, the guys that are around him are like Corey Potter, like guys who were up here for just a, you know, a cup of coffee. I mean, this guy's been on the whole season. He's played 78 games and he only averages 12 and a half minutes a game? I think he's done pretty damn well for a guy who's had limited time and playing with a bunch of stiffs most nights. What do you think about that?
Couldn't agree with you more. I've been saying it half the season he doesn't get enough ice time. And, you know, we ranted about it last week or the week before about the ice time that, you know, P.A. Parenteau comes up and gets five more minutes ice time than Anisimov, and it was somebody else that was really off the wall. Maybe Jody Shelley only had like 1 minute less than Anisimov or something. I don't know. I don't know if he doesn't trust Anisimov or he doesn't. I mean, I can't say that he doesn't trust younger players because he's given Delzato plenty of you know, ice time. Of course, you know, but for some reason he doesn't give. I don't think he gives Anisimov enough ice time.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's funny, he gives everybody else in the whole world a lot of ice time. It doesn't matter if you're on his team one day. I mean, yeah, I know, like, you know, the Jody Shelley, he played like 30 seconds in the first game. But, like, if you're a skill player, remember when Ovi Jokinen came over here? He had him playing a point on the power play the first game. It's like, Fonzie's just insane. He's just really just nuts. I don't get him. We, you know, Jay brought up whether he's going to be with the team next year. I think he is, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe in humanity. As much as humanity sucks balls, I believe that he may learn a lesson or two about how to deal with these players, especially if they come through for him. Because right now, I believe the Rangers are playing for themselves. They are not. You know, they have tuned out Tortorella. This is my only feel, personal feeling.
They have tuned out Tortorella, and they're now playing for themselves. They're playing for personal pride. And as much as we say the Rangers are soft, yes, they're soft. And they don't stick up a teammate, yes, they don't stick up a teammate. I think they do have some kind of professional pride. And I think you're seeing the guys that have the most pride are stepping forward. Mark Staal. Now, listen, I'm not ready to ordain him. He's ready to take the next level into becoming a Sergei Gonchar or a Bobby Orr because he's gotten three goals, which I think a lot of Ranger fans are overreacting. Because if you look at those three goals he scored, two out of those three goals were terrible. I mean, you know, but he's getting the puck towards the net. He's shooting. That's great. Love you, Mark Staal. I never thought you were broke. The only time I thought you were broke is when Fonzie tried to fix you. So and Mark Staal is stepping up. Henrik, I think, is starting to step up. He got the shutout, gave up one goal in one game. Love that. Gaborik, Prosper. Prosper's another guy I think is a very strong presence in that locker room. And also, again, it took 70 games to get Gilroy, who was, you know, playing subpar out of there, that you could throw a 35-year-old defenseman who looks like he's 75 out there, and he's playing a steadier type play than Gilroy. It seems like there were a lot of decisions made at the beginning of the season that were just horrible. And Tortorella, Mozzarella, whatever you want to call him, he's just so stubborn and hard-headed. He never wanted to make a change. Now, all of a sudden, because of injuries, which the Rangers did not have for the most of the season, he's being forced to call these young guys up. And, you know, stop with the, you know, I think Matt Gilroy still can turn out to be a decent defenseman in this league. I'm not about to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Now, before I get to your comment, let me go through the roll call because I'm getting PMs, I'm getting IMs, I'm getting AM PMs, I'm getting Tylenol PMs, I'm getting it all. Here we go. Adam from Chicago. You know why I like Chicago, and I'll tell you why. Not just because they have a great hockey team, great town, not because my wife is from Chicago. I like Chicago, so they have a place in Chicago, Adam, and I don't know if you've ever been there. It's a burrito place. And, Jim, you know what the name of this burrito place is?
Chicago Burritos.
Burritos. Burritos as big as your head. I swear to God. Love it.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt the roll call, but it bears mentioning that we both married women from Chicago.
Must be something in the wind. Get it? Chicago wind? Oh, God. Anyway, B23, Blue Pain. I've broken pizza with this man. And I make fun of coffee at pizza places in the city with this man. I have drank beer with this man. But one thing I have not done with this man is go to a Ranger game. And maybe one day me, you, and Jim will go to a Ranger game. And Coochie Willie. That's right. Coochie Wally, I'm all over the place tonight. Coochie Wally, still think that name means something, and I don't know what it really means, and it's something of the sexual nature. Maybe have to do something with Gina Lotrimon or something, I don't know. And then you got Coaster the Crazy Greek. My name's Coaster, I'm a Ranger fan, I've got attention deficit disorder, I love you, Mouse. That's what he says all the time. E.B. Maven, the voice of reason, the voice of doom, the voice of...
He just left the chat.
Yeah. He didn't like the roll call. Well, screw you. Amscray. And then there's Frosty. Yes, claiming he's older than everybody. He's older than Anders Ericsson, apparently. I know better. You look good for your age. And D.B. Maven is back. Guest 3,700, who I met underneath the bleachers last night. And then guest 3,876, who I bought drugs from. Prescriptions at the pharmacy, not illegal. And then guest 3,971, who once shared a bathroom with me.
What am I talking about? I don't know. Jackie Lamba, the classy, the sassy. Sometimes, I don't know. She just, Jackie Lamba is one of those girls that just tells it like it is, and if she's typing in caps, screw it. I don't care. That's what she says. Deal.
It's September 1997.
That's right. Jay of the Dead, one of the all-time great Ranger fans, bringing it, bringing the ruckus every time we do a broadcast. Jay of the Dead is one of the all-time greats. J-Maz 25. Now, J-Maz 25, now, I'm not familiar with this name. When I see Maz, I think of Lee Mazzilli, and then I think of Maz Pizzazz. But then I called him later when he was a pinch hitter with the Mets, Maz Dizazz, because he was a disaster. So, J-Maz 25, here's to you. And then John Newman, alias John from Paramus, one of the great all-time imitators of Steve Summers and imitators of a, well, he's not really an imitator. He's a lively Ranger fan who will make you laugh. And then Critical, the soft-spoken Critical.
Hi, Critical.
Hi, how are you? Critical, he walks softly, but he carries a giant stick, the ladies tell me. And then Nick Monty. That's right, Nick Monty. That sounds like a real mafia name. Hey, I'm Nick Monty. Where's your money? And Nick Monty, Nick the Monster Monty, he'll come to collect and he'll break your goddamn legs. NTB1. NTB stands for nothing there, boy. What is that NTB? Does anybody know what NTB stands for? Not to be confused with number one. All right. And, of course, last but least, is me, that schmo, Ranger. Oh, no, there's more people. Ranger Crisis, Ranger Dude 35, Zach, is always bringing it live, and he's always causing ruckus, and he's just a great guy. And, again, another guy that perhaps may need some meds, such as Ritalin or Ativan. And then we've got Simply JB. Welcome back. Oh, we should have, if I knew you were coming, I should have baked a cake. That's an old song from the 40s. If I knew you were coming, and I should have baked a cake. I should have baked a cake. What is going on with me? Anyway, Cooch. Okay, I get it. Okay, Coochie Wallace, I am. Well, hold on, Cooch. And then the anti-Woot, and we've discussed this. Woot means yeah, yay, but he's the anti-yay guy. He's Mr. Hey, I'm all negative. I'm dark. He's a goth. That's what he is. He's a goth guy. He's not really a goth guy, I hope. And then Walker, New York Ranger. Here's another man. Steady. Consistent. He comes out and he loves his Rangers. And he will stand by them like no other. He's Walker, not Texas Ranger. Walker, New York Ranger. And there we go. So there we go, and now I know the meaning of Coochie Willie's explained to me, and I am. So there we go. Oh, NTB. Frosty says NTB stands for not too bright. Frosty, come on. Your fellow chatter, how dare you.
Sorry, you Jim. Are a meathead. Dead from the neck up.
Dynamite.
It's funny how people now clamor for the roll call. It's like now, it's become
there's
the highlight
of pressure,
the show.
Jim. There's a lot of pressure because I don't remember. Like, you know, I was, you know, Zach Iommi said, you know, I thought you were going to say, you know, everybody's got a mental case from last week, which was a great quote. And I'm still getting I am bombed over here by all these people out here. But I love you all, and you guys are great, and thank you for showing up tonight. I know it's an important Monday night. Nah, it really isn't. I mean, so that's the roll call for tonight, Jim. And we got any phone calls? What's going on? Hey, I didn't say straight for Johnny. I didn't say him for him.
I think he just popped in.
Oh, straight for Johnny. Well, let me add you in. You're not
usually you're bisexual, but you're only straight for this one guy named Johnny. I mean, I don't know what that means. All right. So, okay.
All right, and I just want to throw this out there for Frosty. How about our Mets, Frosty? How about those Mets winning today, opening a season? It's too bad every day can't be opening day for
boring.
The Mets.
Boring.
Who have
baseball,
the best
boring?
The best record in the major leagues on opening day. How about our Mets, Frosty? David Wright with a home run. Santana pitching. Look out! Break up the Mets.
Kill him.
I had to mention it. Come on, they talk baseball every week in the chat room, and everybody's on poor Frosty because he's the only Mets fan. Him and me, and look, baseball can be occasionally boring. But
step out of the box. Canned noise.
Adjust the gloves. Adjust the gloves.
Adjust the gloves.
Adjust,
step off the
adjust
rubber.
The helmet.
Oh, God. I swear. It's getting worse as I get older. You'd think I would embrace the slower games. It's getting worse. I don't have time for 3 hours.
But you know what? Baseball could be a very – I agree with you. And I love baseball too. But to me, on a nice day – sitting outside at a ball game, you know, with a bunch of friends and just having a good time. It's, you know, it's still one of the best sports experiences there is because it is a slower game, so you got time to BS with your friends and, you know, you got to sit there with a big bag of peanuts and your beer and everything where, you know, you can't really do that at a hockey or football game because it's kind of fast-paced and everything's happening and, you know, it's not as much time to just sit and enjoy it. You know, that's the nice thing about baseball. And how about our Mets, Frosty? How about them? Anyway, all right.
Boy, I don't want to talk about baseball. you bring me down.
Next week on the show, Jerry Manuel.
Jerry
Harmonia.
You know what my nickname was for him last year, right? Jerry, I need
Jerry,
you need a baseball manual.
All right. We'll get back to hockey.
All right, yeah. So what the hell are we going to talk about now?
Well,
you got me all sidetracked.
I'm sorry. Where were we?
Where were we? Well, now what do you think about my – who's been stepping up? Who do you think is do you think this Mark Stahl is all of a sudden he is you know, he's found his game? I know there was he told the Larry Brooks that he finally understands what Fonzie wants from him. And I don't understand. I didn't really get that. I just think, you know, he's been putting the puck on the net. It's been going in. So I thought Mark Stahl was fine. He had a little bad stretch, but who doesn't? You know, I think the players, some of them have responded. I think they don't want to miss the playoffs. But again, I also think it's a little bit of the teams we're playing. I know the Islanders have been hanging in there, you know, and we did beat them 2 games in a row, so I can't say the Islanders laid down, even though I think they did lay down in that second period of that second, third period of the other game. Tampa obviously laid down. They looked like a team that was like, we're out of here. It's over. I mean, you know, I don't want to get behind yet the theory, or I don't want to get fooled into the theory that the Rangers are now taking the reins of their own destiny and now we're going to run roughshod right into the playoffs. I cannot embrace that yet. I am happy that they are winning, but I cannot embrace this as now we're going to play and this is the big guys are stepping up. I guess I'm kind of trying to, you know, I don't want to get hurt. Yeah, I hate to say this, but you're talking over. I don't want to get hurt by them when it all falls apart and they lose 4 in a row. That's what I'm trying to prevent. But you can't help but get sucked in as a Ranger fan. Now, what do you think? Do you think that they're taking the bull by the horns, or do you think this is just, you know, the other teams and you know are playing tougher opponents, and we're kind of like playing weaker opponents? I mean, where does this fit in for you?
Well, you know, first of all, I think you said it perfectly about Mark Stahl. I think he has found his game. Defensively, I think he was fine after maybe the first month to month and a half of the season. I think, you know, like you said, he struggled out of the gate. After that, he was fine defensively, and now he's more comfortable offensively. Yeah, I mean, we said that, you know, he does have some offensive ability, and now he's starting to show it. I mean, he's put up, you know, for him, I mean, they're modest numbers, but they are his career numbers, goals and assists. And, you know, let's not lose sight of the fact that he's 23 years old, you know.
I know.
You know, he's got a bright future ahead of him. I think, you know, he's got a couple of years at least where he's only going to get better, and they got to sign him, I mean, right away. No dicking around with Mark Stahl the way they dicked around with Dubinsky. You know, let's not drag this out all summer. Let's not let it get into a holdout. Sign Mark Stahl. No excuses. Just get it done. No excuses. Don't dick this around like they did with Dubinsky, where it's all we're talking about all summer long, and then he's not in camp, and then he shows up in camp, and the coach is bitching because he wasn't there, and then he struggles out of the gate because the coach is in his head. Just sign Mark Stahl. Do the right thing, as they say.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Brooklyn.
Do the right thing. And exactly. And I'm looking at like 3.5 to 4 million. I mean, that looks like it's going to be the number we're talking about at least, you know, for Stahl. And so what do you think about the other players? I mean, sometimes, you know, when Fonzie speaks, I just don't get it. He's got this theory that the Rangers don't have any offense, so when they have a power play, they must take advantage of it. But if you have no offense, how is your power play going to be any good? I mean, I understand you have a one-man advantage, but nowadays the power play does not mean as much as it used to. Because in the old days, the penalty killing, because of all the penalties in the Bettman era, penalty killing has gotten a lot more efficient, a lot better than it was in the old days. You used to get a 4-on-3 in the old days or a 5-on-4, whatever. You know, you had a good chance to score. I mean, I don't have the numbers to prove it, but there truly was a lot more ice to skate back in the old days because everybody was a lot slower, and they practiced this PK so much. That theory that the Rangers have to capitalize on the power play, I think that's another thing for Mozzarella to just point and say, listen, we didn't score on the power play, and that's why we didn't win the game. It's just another excuse. It doesn't jive with me for some reason. I mean, you know, the Rangers have such a – I think you put it the best, and maybe you can maybe paraphrase it better than I can, but you said something to the effect that the Tortorella's system is this. We've got to score more goals than Henrik gives up on any given night. Is that basically?
Well, I said that.
That was brilliant. You were brilliant.
I said that it seems like there's no style. There's no defensive system, if you will. It's just kind of hold the water in the dike long enough, you know, on defense. Play well enough, not, you know, don't be too stupid on defense, and hope we score more goals than Henrik lets up. I don't see, you know, necessarily a system in place. But, you know, to get back what you were saying before, I think they've played, you know, and I'm not going to apologize for the opponents they're playing the last couple of weeks. We don't set the schedule. The Rangers have to play their hand they're dealt, and they're winning. You know, if they were losing these games, it'd be catastrophic, the level of competition that they'd be losing to. But, you know, look, they're beating the teams that are in front of them, and that's all they can do, and hopefully they can keep it going tomorrow night against Buffalo. But I have seen them play with more grit than they were earlier in the season, and I think that's – and I know you're going to get on me for this, but I think that's part of – I think – that's part of it is Jody Shelley, and part of it is Brandon Prust. I think they're giving the Rangers a little. I mean, that Jody Shelley, that fourth line, I'm going to call it a fourth line, goddammit, because that's what it is. It's a fourth line. But every time they're on the ice, they're doing something well. And we hadn't seen that for the first 5 months of the season.
Yeah.
So I think that's been at least part of the reason why they've had this resurgence. Walker says part of it is sitting Boyle.
No, it's obviously apparent that Brian Boyle, I mean, I didn't think he was horrible, but I don't think he was contributing anything. So I guess that makes you horrible if you're not contributing. He was pretty good on the PK, but he just wasn't doing much out there. It also helps when Artem Anisimov is your fourth-line center, and the guy's got talent. We've already established that. And this Brandon Prust kid has brought it. He has done everything that the Rangers have asked him, and I think he's pretty much earned his spot with the Rangers next year if he wants it. Jody Shelley, come on. I don't know. I mean, I know you're not lauding him, but you're giving him some props, and I don't know. Maybe it'll take me a while to get around on Shelley because, when a guy starts off and I don't like him, he's right behind the eight ball. It's going to take a while for me to get over it. I think Gavrik has turned up his game, too. I mean, this guy is – I look at his stats, and his stats are, right up there with the top guys, and he's playing with nobody, Jim. You can say he really is. And his assists are up there. His plus-minus is good. I mean, who would have thunk? I mean, this guy comes out of nowhere, injury prone, and knock on wood, and all this stuff, and he's been a hell of a Ranger. He's been a hell of a Ranger, and I really can't say that about anybody else on this team other than Henrik and Mark Stahl. I think there's been some good stories. Dubinsky's point totals are up. Maybe he'll turn into that Cam Neely type one of these days. I don't know. So you're high on Shelley, huh? Well, is anybody else high on Shelley?
I wouldn't say I'm high on him, but I got to – hang on. I got to mute out for a minute. Sorry.
Okay. While Jim has sex with his wife, you're stuck with me. I'm only kidding. They never have sex. But back to live programming. I'm a big Prust supporter. You know what I like? He goes to the net. He doesn't ask questions. He just picks the puck up. No questions asked. Shelley hasn't shown me much. He's just too long in the tooth, so for me to take out. But, he can handle the Dukes a little bit, a lot more than Brashear could. Donald Brashear. Holy cow, there's a name from the past. So we'll see what's going to happen in the future. I could take your calls if you called my house right now, but other than that, I can't. Okay. So I'm in charge of this wacky program, and I guess I'll have to take the reins here for a little bit as you join us on Mellow in the Morning. I'm in a crazy mood today. So my feeling is with the Rangers coming down this stretch, I feel tomorrow night the Rangers will lose. And then after that, they'll win against Toronto. And I think they'll beat the Flyers both times. I think they have the Flyers. They have the Flyers number. And the Flyers are bad goaltending. They had Bobby Boucher in there the other night. They got this other guy, Leighton. I just can't see the Flyers. And I don't know if Jeff Carter is going to come back before the season's over, but that is certainly a big loss for them. The Flyers just got free fall written all over them. And I was disappointed they couldn't that Detroit couldn't beat them. And I was looking at Detroit, they've been – every time you watch one of these NHL programs, they're saying, Detroit's struggling. And I looked at their record. I was like, this team ain't struggling. I mean, give me a break. If you want to talk struggling, look at the New York Rangers. So I'm looking at Boston and Washington 2-2 here. Actually, Ovechkin didn't score. Yeah, Ovechkin's been in a drought, too. I think he's been a goal-scoring drought. So there you go with that. Now, I wanted to look up the Detroit standings here for Detroit, because everybody's saying, oh, Detroit's struggling. They got off to a bad start, and I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, I didn't know. And I look at their record, and they're freaking, where are they here? They're 41-24. That's struggling? I give it a break. I mean, I guess that's struggling for the Detroit Red Wings. Oh, boy. We got some major things going on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to D.B. Maven's going to call in a minute and talk to you. I'm going to have to bow out for a few minutes. My wife is at Walmart, and she's having a problem using our debit card. I signed into our bank account real quick, and I've got literally thousands of dollars of charges on my checking account that I have no idea what they are, from Italy, one right after the other. Somebody's copied my debit card, and they're going nuts with it, and they're putting money in, they're taking money out. Something very bad is going on with my bank account right now. I apologize, but she's at Walmart, so she's freaking out. So I apologize. Yeah. DB Maven is going to call in a second, and as soon as I get him on the line, I'm gonna drop out for a few minutes and see if I can fix this. So bear with us. I apologize, but real life occasionally intervenes. So that's where we're at.
There's always something with this show.
Well, I'll tell you.
Well, I hope it works out, Jimmy.
This is crazy. I hope so, too, because this would be pretty bad. I don't know what's going on.
John Tortorella may have used his Italian connections.
Nicky the Nose getting after me here. DB Maven said he's going to call in a minute, so as soon as we get him on. But anyway, you know what? How am I going to do this? Can we still call in? Because if I'm not watching the switchboard, I wonder if I can turn over. If we can, no. Hold on. There's my wife again. hold on a second. Guys, I'm sorry. I apologize for this, but I'll have an answer for you in a second on phone calls. Hang on.
All right, well, there goes Jim, and wow. I'll tell you. Now, what's Blink? Mary Lou's talking about Blink. Is this some kind of anti-fraud device? See, this is why I believe in not having money. If you're poor, you don't have a debit card. And that's why poverty sometimes I'm going to give you my number. You'll be calling me every minute, John. Let me tell you, Italy, though.
Okay.
Those Italians, they're slick. Go ahead.
All right, I'm back. Here's DB Maven. I'll keep an eye on the switchboard. If you call in, I'll interrupt and say, you know, make sure Eddie's ready for a phone call. I'll run the switchboard while I'm on the phone with the bank, okay? So if you want to call in, 646-478-4692. DB, welcome to the program. Thanks for pitching in. I really do appreciate it.
No problem. Get that taken care of.
Will do. I'll be back.
DB Maven, who would have thunk that we would be thrown together under these circumstances? Seriously.
It's something you may live to regret.
Listen, me and you, we get along famously, they say.
Absolutely.
No problem. Where are you now? I mean, not literally where are you now, but where are you now with this Rangers? I know you don't want to see Dolan get the $2 million per home game. Are you still, rooting that they play well but not win the games?
I always root for them to play well, and they have certainly not disappointed in that regard over the last week, that's for sure, with three wins, just when you thought they were completely dead in the water. I'm not convinced that they're going to make it. I think they've got an even odd shot at it, but they still have an uphill climb. I don't know that they can beat Buffalo. I don't know that they can beat Toronto, and I don't think even if they win both of those that they can sweep Philly. But, hey, stranger things have happened, pal.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel, but I kind of think of, I don't know, I think Toronto will lay down. I think they will lay down. I think they're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, if I'm correct. They're close to being mathematically eliminated. They may lay down, but it is a game at the Garden, so, you know, you have that factored in. The Flyer games will be the nut-up or shut-up games. That'll be like, who wants this? Who's the real, got the better team? And, yeah, I fear that it could be they get swept by the Flyers and we all sit there. Not you, of course, were prudent and didn't get too happy, but a lot of us, because of the schedules and the games in hand, got a little bit excited there and saw a resurgent. The Fairweather fans returned, and we thank you for coming back into the chat room. but actually, it's been, hey, we said on this show, and I just went, I must have said they stink 100 times. I still think that they're not a good team. Listen, I think all of us here agree that this is not a very good hockey team. I mean, we know the difference. We're not like these other fans who think their team is great and has no holes. This has more holes than Swiss cheese or the Russian sub Kursk, for an obscure reference for you out there.
The last two games are moot unless they win the first two. If they don't take care of business in Buffalo and Toronto, it all means basically nothing, okay? Because, I did a whole bunch of math earlier today. I was looking at various angles, and, just on the records, I don't think if I'm remembering correctly, if they lose... Where am I? Okay, they've played 78. They've got 82 points. If they play 80 with 82 and Philly wins one more, they're at 86. The best they can do, even if they sweep the Flyers, is tie them in points, and they lose based on the number of wins. They have to win at least – they have to get points out of the first two games.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, that's a really good point because they really got to establish the keep that winning streak going a lot, keep it going, get it to five games. And it would be funny that if the Rangers made the playoffs, they started hot, they sucked the entire season, they ended hot, and you make the NHL playoffs. And so basically, you could take the season proverbially off a lot of the time and still get into it. And it's almost embarrassing when you look at the East compared to the West. I mean...
please.
The West is just like... I mean, where would the Rangers be in the West? I mean...
Out. So far out, they would be behind the Dallas Stars in 13th.
Wow. That just shows you. Now... I mean, yeah, and we don't want to get to the playoffs too much, but I guess since Jim's gone, we might as well. you don't know how long he's going to be, but, it says, the West is a better division, but if you look at it, the West is, we know, is a better conference, rather. But the two teams people are looking at is Washington and Pittsburgh.
But wait a minute. Okay, let's back up for a second. The West is a better conference. Well, based on what? Based on points, yeah. Based on wins, yeah. You've got San Jose and Chicago that are sitting up there. You've got four teams in the West. San Jose, Chicago, Vancouver, and Phoenix all have more than 100 points, okay?
Right.
You got Nashville that's knocking on that door, which is actually a major surprise. They're having a hell of a season for a team that is, basically salary friendly. They're not spending a whole lot. You got Detroit and Los Angeles thinning out the ranks with Colorado probably in it. But the bottom line is, where's the goaltending? Oh. The only goaltender you've got there is Luongo, right? I don't like him either. If he goes on a streak, he can carry you. All right. Like he did Canada. you got to admit the guy played well in the Olympics.
Yeah, I'm throwing that out. I'm sorry, DB man.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. All I'm saying is if the guy gets hot, he could carry you. Is he going to carry you for four series? Oh, boy, I don't think so. But you know what? Stranger things have happened. But other than him, you don't have any named goaltenders. Detroit's a mess with the goaltending. You know,
Nashville's got Pecorini. Chicago's got Anthony Niemi and Cristobal Love-Hewitt.
There's some household names.
All right.
All right. Dodge the bullet.
What happened? The situation has been caught.
Well, okay. I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to deviate too much from why we're here, but just to explain to everybody, apparently
no
someone
just
cloned.
Send me your account number.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm sure you'll take care of it. Okay, it's Bosco. Apparently someone got a hold of my wife's debit card and was using the number, and they were putting in, they were making all kinds of charges on my wife's debit card. And Bank of America caught it, reversed all the charges, put them back in my account, but they froze my wife's debit card for fraud. So I have, once she gets home, she can call the number. I don't have her. She could take care of that. But there was no problem. Bank of America caught it. Thank you, Bank of America. I apologize for all of the nasty things I have said about you in the last 10 years that I've banked with you. My wife buys the groceries. It's very strange. Most of them are from Italy. Some telecom company in Italy, a $648 charge, a $540 charge.
Wow.
And then there were three charges all for the same amount at Walmart. Five charges all for the same amount at Walmart. It's crazy. I mean, it's like one right after the other, and luckily, Bank of America caught it, knew that it was BS, and shut it down, and I'm grateful for it. So, all is well.
Wow, well, I'm glad it worked out.
Well,
that's good news.
Bank of America, USA, USA. Zach said Sather was looking to get an Italian player.
I like
Donald Python. That's just been signed by the New York Rangers.
Gucci probably says telecom is actually Cablevision in Italy. That was Dolan who did all that.
If he needs $648.47 from me, we're in a lot more trouble than we think.
Well, it's no problem. He was going to send you a couple of free playoff tickets.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because we've been so nice to them on this show. The Rangers love us.
Well, they would have been obstructed view.
Yeah,
I had last year.
Sitting on a toilet somewhere up in the 400s. That's how obstructed they would have been.
Corroborate with this, if you can. Didn't they announce that the salary cap is going up next year?
Going up? No, I thought it's going down.
I read
there was something that said it might go up, edge up a bit, but I don't think they make that determination until the season is over.
Because the way I understand it, and maybe, and DB could probably corroborate this, is the owners can vote to lower the salary cap, but then the players can invoke a clause to block that. And I think that's what happened this year, isn't it? Is that right, DB? Do I have that right?
I don't even remember. That's like ancient history at this point. But it could edge up, but they have to, you know, get the final revenue numbers and all that stuff. And there's some interesting calculations. I mean, there's like a whole addendum to the damn CBA on it. It's a nightmare. So I've probably tried not to read that part.
Yeah,
my bank account has now become the joke of the chat room. I love it.
Well, you never know what's gonna. Apparently this was discussed on the CBC hot stove last week, that the salary cap is going up from $57.7 million is going up to $57.7 million next season. $900,000 increase for about a week of working jobs in Italy.
We can extend Redden's contract with that money.
I'm just looking at the chat room with the references to Spaceballs. Sorry.
Where did I
One, two, three, space. Four, five, six. It's the same as my luggage.
That's great. If this isn't the best show on the internet, I don't know what it is. I mean,
you never know what's going to happen. I'll tell you that.
You never know. I mean, you literally never know what's going to happen on this show. It's just complete insanity. Oh my God! And what's funny is, and I'm sorry, it's funny, but it's not. And I'm on the phone with this woman from Bank of America, and I said, "You're not going to believe this, but I'm actually in the middle of doing an internet radio show." And she's laughing at me, and she's like, "I'm sorry, it's not funny, but it is." I said, "Well, this is my life." I mean, she's like, "So what happens to your show now?" And I said, "Well, I have a co-host." I said, "No, luckily, and I had somebody, one of our listeners called in to kind of help out." And she's like, "Oh, well, that was very nice of them." I said, "Yeah, well, they're going to be really nice if I have to take up a collection to cover this money."
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Huh.
Anyway. She had never heard of us, by the way. She had never heard of Blue Shirt Banner Radio.
Wow, that's a surprise. That's a shocker. I was going at it with the... Where am I? I was going to go at it. You talk about goaltending. What are you looking at the East? You think Tatar is going to get the job done? Think Marty at 55, or how old he is going to be able to get it done? I mean, you got Marc-Andre Fleury. Yeah, he's proven. I mean, your goaltending's always a question. LA's goaltending's not that bad. Jonathan Quick's played pretty decently. I like Nabokov, San Jose. He ain't too bad.
There's a couple, but you don't have an outstanding keeper or keepers like you do in the East. You really don't. I mean, in the East, you've got, you've got Jose Theodore.
Yeah. Well, he better play good tonight.
Boys.
That's all I got to say, DB Maven, or you're going to be on the hook.
2-2, four and a half minutes to go.
We can't let them get a point.
Hello?
Come on, Caps.
Okay,
go.
I went
get
dead here.
Yeah. I don't know. See, you know, everyone talking about Chicago's problem and goal. I think it's gonna turn out where Niemi is going to shine. I just think that. I don't know why I think that. I just like the kid. But, that's the scoop about that. So now so everything is okay in credit fraud land.
I believe so. Yes, everything should be fine. Everything should be fine. I have to sit and go down all the charges, make sure I got all the reversals that I'm supposed to get, but I'll worry about that. I can worry about later. But at least at the moment, I'm not on the hook for the mafia spending all my money.
Yeah, maybe that popping we were hearing, they really were tapping and getting all your information for your computer.
See what happens when you call Tortorella Mozzarella? Next thing you know, my bank account's tapped into. I'll probably have a couple of guys with no necks here before the end of the night.
Well, I apologize for calling him Mozzarella. But you know what? John Tortorella's done a wonderful job of leading our Rangers to the promised land. I mean, come on. I mean, he has done a bang-up job. That go-go-go offense. And, you know, one of the things that, you know...
BB, are you there?
I think he's...
Nope.
He's
not there. He said he dropped off. All right, call back in, BB. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I don't know what else to go with this. This whole thing derailed me, this whole credit fraud thing. Who knows what goes on in this show?
It's insanity. You want to bring James on? We got James on hold.
Oh yeah, bring James on. He's always good. All right.
James.
Hey.
James, good evening. Welcome to the program. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay, guys. How you doing?
Good. Can I borrow $1,000?
How much?
$1,000.
$1,000? No problem.
Check is in the mail.
I love Jim when he goes when he says, "Don't worry about the account. I'll check it out later." I'll look through all my things later. This is so much more important. I don't care about my account. Throw it away.
You know, James, it's all about prioritizing my life as far as I'm concerned.
You're doing well.
Thank you. Look, as long as I'm putting in a good 2 hours for you people, that's all I give a shit about.
That's it, man. You got it.
So, James, now last we left you, you were...
look at soap opera. Last we left him, he was hanging on
you
a
were
cliff.
Not going to be baited into rooting for the team. They're just going to disappoint you in the end. They always do. Where are you now?
Of course I'm still rooting for them. I still feel like we're gonna miss it by something, by a point or something, or we'll be tied with Philly, but they'll have more wins than us, and we just won't make it. I mean, I want them to get in, of course, but and I'm rooting for them. I'm watching them, and they played great the last two periods, last game, and nice comeback, beautiful game. I mean, a lot of guys did a lot of good things, and just gotta keep the faith, and hopefully they could keep it up and at least make it interesting,
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they're making it very interesting. Everybody who counted them out, I mean, including myself. I mean, we all had them left for dead a couple weeks ago, and here they are. They're scratching their way through. I mean, you got to give them credit. They're trying, and they're doing it shorthanded.
I don't know if I should give them credit. I mean, why should they torture us?
They do torture us.
I mean, how long have we been following this team? It's been the same thing. They can't just glide into the playoffs and just be like the fourth seed and just wait and see who we're going to match up against. I mean, ever since the Rennie era, it's been, and really, it's always us struggling. And we think they're terrible and they're horrible, and I say they stink 1,000 times, and then they go on a winning streak and they look better and they look like they want to win.
That's what they do. That's what they do, man. I mean, going back, years ago, going in the late 70s, early 80s, going to those games, everybody just, always frustration, and everybody couldn't wait to go, leave their seat to go get a cigarette between periods and stuff, that's what they do. They've done it for years. I mean, it's no
secret.
They never do anything easy. Even when we won the cup, it wasn't easy. It had to come down to the last seconds, right? The Devils, 7 games, 7 seconds left, 7.7. Go to Vancouver. Oh, yeah, we have a 3-1 lead, and now we're only leading by a goal. And they're calling they're calling icing when they weren't. Bring it back to the zone. I mean, that's all frustration. Nothing is easy for this team. It never is, and including this year. And who the hell knows how much longer? It's gonna be the same damn thing. We just cannot win.
James.
We just can't win easy.
It builds character.
Yeah.
Builds character.
Yeah, I mean, how much? Even
if that builds
net,
character. If
right, we miss
character,
that empty net.
I got a Chrysler building full of character at this point.
I'd be Abraham Lincoln by now. if you're talking about character.
You need one of them big hats, though.
This team. And now, of course, the Bruins get a point, which is, I guess, building to help us build more character. Let's hope they don't get 2 points. They get 2 points, this mouse is going through the window.
Oh, then look at the other day. Was it Philly and was it who the Philly? They was it Detroit?
Detroit.
They can't beat Detroit in regulation for how many games? And all of a sudden now, because we're climbing up there, what happens? They win in regulation, get 2 damn points. It's all these kind of things. And that's what I guess that's what we do. Like I said, we just keep continuing to root for our team no matter how much turmoil they put us through.
Even
for that 8th seed.
I mean, what are we playing for?
We're praying and playing for seed number 8, which would give us Washington most likely, right? Definitely it. Isn't that definitely Washington? And
trying to get into that Wang Invitational.
Yeah. The Wang or Woody Johnson Invitational.
The Invitational.
Oh,
well,
boy.
That, we got to pull for tomorrow night. We got to root for Toronto against Philly.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to root for the Devils against Atlanta.
We
got to
beat Buffalo.
And if you really want to reach for the stars, you got to root for the Islanders against the Canadians.
Man. The Islanders have been playing pretty good. I don't know where that's come from.
No.
Yeah, exactly. They're playing actually pretty decent. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on, but hey, if they can win, help us out. Hey, I'll take it.
Those of us with center ice will be doing a lot of flipping tomorrow night.
That's what we've been doing. Me too, man. You know how many times I misplaced the damn remote? I'm putting it down, and I'm walking inside, and I'm coming back. What the frig is my remote? And I take the other TV remote, and I lose that one, you know, because you're just switching back and forth. You scoreboard watching and watching the game and seeing what the hell is going on. I mean, it's fun in a way, but, man, it would be nice just to know that you're in and you don't got to worry. You're embedded in a certain seed. You know who you – maybe not know who you're going to play, but at least you know where you're at. And you don't have to worry about
it. You don't have to worry the last
couple
score. Weeks.
Caps score.
Caps score.
Boston gets a point. Caps score.
Oh, okay.
Game over in overtime. So Boston gets 1 point.
Okay.
That's better than two. Wow, there's some great hard-hitting reporting.
So, you know, Center Ice, I don't know if you ever check it out, James. You ever watch the Mosaic channel where they have a couple of different games at a time on the screen?
Yep.
That's pretty good, except they only put four games up there at a time. And the other day I was trying to watch it. It was kind of a pain in the ass. I was trying to watch a couple of games at a time, and they were showing two games. They were only showing two games in four boxes. They were showing both feeds for both games. I was like, do it like the NFL does it and put all the games up at the same time. You want to be able to pay attention to a couple of games at once.
NFL, especially this time of year and all the money we pay for it, right?
Right, exactly.
I mean, they should do that. Why show two of the same game, and even if they're different feeds, whatever, put more stuff on there.
Right. So, yeah, tomorrow night you got Rangers, Buffalo, Philly and Toronto, Montreal and the Islanders, and what was the other one? Oh, New Jersey and Atlanta. So a lot of flipping channels tomorrow night.
Yeah, and a lot of rooting for teams we hate, right?
Yeah, got to root for
I think this is going to be one of the biggest, right, one of the very few nights of my life I'll be rooting for the Islanders and the Devils and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Playoffs make strange bedfellows.
That's true.
That's very true.
I'm meandering through the stats from this year, right? And Alan, you know how Ranger fans have taken to Erik Christensen and kind of like, we like Erik Christensen. And I'm looking at his stats. He's played 45 games. He's got six goals, 16 assists, okay, 22 points. Now, Aleš Kotelík has played the same amount of games, has eight goals, 14 assists. And meanwhile, we ran Kotelík out of here on a rail, but yet we embrace Erik Christensen.
Ed, would you know what are the plus plus minuses for them guys?
You got to the point, man. Kotelík is a minus 18, and get this, our guy Erik Christensen is a plus 13.
There you go.
And how much were they paying Aleš Kotelík? $3 million.
Too much.
What are they paying? What are they paying Christensen? About $800,000, I think.
Yeah.
And you got a guy. I mean, you gotta admit, this guy's always in. I mean, I very rarely see him make a stupid play. He's in on everything. I mean, you know, you keep an eye on the guy. I mean, he's making good plays. I mean, he's doing what he needs to do. I mean, he's forechecking. I mean, I see him digging in the corners, man. I mean, I see him trying to get in front. I mean, he's trying to do everything he can, and that's all you can ask for from anybody, you know. Whereas Kotelík wouldn't do that, you know. And at least this guy is giving an effort. And the plus minus, I mean, I know a lot of people say it's overrated, but when you see a differential like this, I mean, come on, you're talking. What is the differential? Some 50 goals? I mean, between the two of them.
I mean, no, but you look at it this way, like the first line, right, on the Rangers, which does predominantly the scoring. I mean, let's face it, Gavrik, Provorov, and what have you. And then you look at the other forwards, and there isn't a forward. I'm looking at it here. There isn't a forward who's in the plus, like, I don't think at all. Or maybe like a plus one or a plus three.
Right.
Other than Christensen, he's a plus 13. Dubinsky's a plus seven. All right. So that shows you that this kid's, and you know what I like about him is that he has the potential to make a really slick, awesome play. You know what I'm saying? He can surprise you.
Yeah.
And if he could bury it more often, and confidence has been his problem, if he can keep that confidence, he's not a bad third-line player at all. And I wish he can,
I've got no problems with him. And the Rangers are going to need to fill this gap with kind of players like this because, you know, as we discussed last week, with the cap situation for next year, they're going to have, you know, after they sign the core players, like the good players, they don't have enough money. They'll have like six positions open and not enough money. So they're going to have to go with these $700,000, $1 million guys.
And sometimes that's not a bad thing. Sometimes these
it's
not a bad thing. We get all these guys, they overpay and don't produce, and you have these other guys like the Christensens and stuff, and they do a damn good job, do just as, if not, you know, if not better, just as good a job, and they're doing it at a third of the price. I mean, you know, I'll take that any day over those overpaid guys who are doing nothing anyway.
I think they're gonna have money. Because I think one of the R&R sisters, I think one of them will be off the books.
Well, didn't we even, when we factored in Rosenwald leaving, that he still would have a problem? I mean, that's the way T.B. Maven, who likes to use that crazy math, you know, which I,
yeah,
we
that
came up with that crazy
shit.
Math that we weren't going to have. And it's funny that we have to go through all the losers to get one guy that's decent. You know, it was the Tyler Arneson, who I will never forgive for giving him $1 million. Who's that other dope they had? Riss Miller? Like, we got
Patrick Riss Miller.
Yeah, I mean.
Riss Miller?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you know, and then you finally get somebody, and all the off-season acquisitions. Higgins was a bust. Kotalik was a bust. And Jokinen, you know, he's been playing a little bit better, but I think we pretty much know he's not going to be in a Ranger uniform next year. So why not give the Dale Weises and all these other guys? We're going to have to think out of necessity, play our younger players and our AHL guys because we're not going to have a lot of money.
What are they going to do with Redden or Roosevelt?
You know, how can they get rid of one of them? Is there any kind of thing where you could get at least like you have one player that you could like, possibly buy out? Anything like that? I have no idea.
Roosevelt has some value, right?
Exactly.
I mean, Roosevelt has some value right now, and he actually would be attractive to a small market team that's looking for a veteran defenseman because his salary is like $3 or $4 million, you know, cheap, but his cap hit is $5 million. So if they don't want to spend a lot of money, his salary, and yet still make the minimum for the cap. So he's attractive and he could well be traded. Of course, the guy that we'd rather keep, and it's hard to say I'd rather keep him because in reality, I'd love to get rid of both of them. Right? Redden is a disaster because his statistics skew everything. He's like a plus six, right? He has no business being a plus six. How he got there, I have no idea. Right? He's freaking
the
pathetic.
Most deceptive
he
plus
makes,
six of all time.
Isn't it the truth? Okay? And he signed for like forever. And it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling.
And now, how can we get rid of him? Does somebody have to kill him, or what's the deal with him?
The only way you get his salary off the books is you send him to Hartford, and you leave him there. You pay him $6.5 million to play in Hartford for the last 4 years of the contract. If they buy him out, they'll be paying him until I want to say like 2021 or something. 2025.
That's okay. The Mets are still paying Bonilla. That's fine.
Well, that's what Frosty just said. Redden is our Luis Castillo. You know, he would be on the books for a cap hit until 2018.
Wow.
There's 1 year there that it's really horrible, too. So buying him out makes absolutely no sense.
Now, I have to say, I'm not familiar with this. Why is there such a penalty for buying a guy out?
Well, there isn't. It depends. It depends on the situation, right? I mean, a guy like him, where you still owe a lot of salary years to, it's punitive, okay? But if you got a guy like Roosevelt, where it's only where he's got 1 year left on his contract, let's say, then it makes sense because the number is what? It's 2/3 of the remaining salary times double the number of years left on the contract. So you can save, but with Redden being 4 more years, that means you're going to pay it out over 8 years, and there's so much money left that 2/3 is like, well, who cares?
Right.
That's why I've always said, from the first time I looked at this, that what makes sense for Redden is just pay him out in Hartford. Spend the money now. It's more pain, but it's less time, so it shortens the pain period.
But also, I said this before, and I'm not joking about it. I think he's a detriment to the Rangers as a player on the ice. So whether you like, I just think it makes sense from a gamesmanship point of view to get this guy the hell off the team. He is unbelievably bad. And the fact that he's a plus six may be the best cause or the best statement that that plus minus doesn't mean anything, because I don't know how he is a plus six. I mean, mind-boggling.
Now, see, NTB just put up Roosevelt's buyout numbers from CapGeek, and they would pay out Roosevelt until the end of 2014 season, and it's not too bad. It's $2.1 million next year, $3.1 million the year after, but then $1.1 million the last 2 years of the contract. So I wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't surprise me to see them maybe buy out Roosevelt in July either, because I think they could live with that number. It's not bad. But Redden's buyout numbers are just they're obscene. I mean, they're absolutely obscene. And we lost DB again. Wait. Are you back, DB? Nope. Gone? Okay. Let's see if he calls back. But even like DB said, Roosevelt's much more movable.
Absolutely.
Even if you have to take, you might have to take a bad contract back for a year. It might be a guy making $3 or $4 million and not, but.
All right. How about this? How about I throw this at
you? All right.
I'm gonna get, they're gonna throw me in a loony bin for this. But you know what? Roosevelt's been playing pretty good. Why not just keep him?
Because it's only temporary. It can't last. I mean, seriously. Sometimes you sit there and say, you know what, he's playing better, but then the other night against the Panthers, he took what I called the worst shift ever taken by a defenseman in the history of hockey.
That's where I read that. That's right.
He was on the ice for 40 seconds, turned the puck over not once but twice, and then took a penalty. That's the problem with Michael Roosevelt, is that just when you think, oh, he's not playing too bad, we can live with this, he goes and screws the pooch again. It was the most. He turned the puck over. The Rangers got the puck back, gave it back to Roosevelt, and he gave it up again. And then he took a penalty to boot, which at the very end of the penalty was when the Panthers scored the goal to go up 1-0. It was one of those. It's not a power play goal, but it kind of is a power play goal.
I can see if we're going to get rid of him, and I don't want some other Schmendrick coming in here that's going to screw the whole thing up for a couple of years, just replacing idiots. I like our idiots. And if it was getting rid of him and then maybe, bringing one of the young guys up, that I could see. But if we're going to, like you said, bring in another contract in here that sucks. But I guess maybe if we get a forward that sucks, I could deal with it. I just want the defense to improve.
But the main word there is suck. We're going to get somebody that sucks. That's the bottom line. So we might as well, like I said, either keep him or we're going to get some other guy that sucks but...
Are you telling me you don't have the faith in our front office to evaluate talent? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I really want to get rid of Redden. You know, Oh, I should call some people I used to know. They could just make him disappear in a wood chipper someplace in, like, Louisiana or something.
You were talking a lot of murder and a lot of crazy stuff today, James. Now, do you have any friends in Italy who work in a bank fraud or anything like that? Because
telecom?
No, they work in the olive oil business.
Genco olive oil?
Waste disposal?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know what it is? I was a fan of Roosevelt when he first came here, and I thought he played pretty well a couple of years. And, yeah, his game is deteriorating. At the beginning of the season, he looked like he didn't even know how he this is the first time he ever played hockey. I mean, it was terrible. He was so bad, and then he got good. You're right. And then I can't stand the unselfishness on the power play by him. Friggin' shoot the puck,
shoot the
Michael.
Puck, man. Look what happened with Stahl, right? Look at Stahl, man. The kid got some confidence. He went right in. He had nothing else in his head but take the puck all the way up ice, man, and blast it. And he did it.
Yeah, and Roosevelt's always looking for Yager still.
Yeah.
He fakes that shot. He looks for Yager, and it's not there, and then it's a breakaway the other way.
He looks for Straka.
Straka, Yager, yeah.
I like Straka. Give him a round of applause.
Straka was always – I always liked Straka myself.
Say,
I like Straka, too.
Martin Straka. We love you.
Martin Straka, where are you, buddy? And just so everyone knows, the thousands of listeners we have, my wife has returned from Walmart with the groceries, and all is well.
Right. Is that where the problem stemmed from then? You got a call?
Well, that's where it started. She was at Walmart and had a problem with the debit card, and that's how we found out about all of this.
I wanted to ask DB, Maven, DB, how are we doing on our down the stretch predictions from last week?
Hold on, I had to put him back on. He keeps dropping off. Now he's DB. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, ask him again, Eddie.
I heard him.
Oh, okay.
I lose.
You lose. That's it.
Well, I said 4 wins, 8 losses, and they already have 5 wins, so I'm out of it. You said 5-7, right?
Yeah.
And they have 5 wins, so if they lose out, you're still the victor.
Yeah.
And who's going to come the closest? That would be me.
Oh, yeah?
I said they'd run the table.
You're not even in the game.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
James Ed said he said 6-6. Well, you know, they could run the table the rest of the
time. 6-6 might be the winner. I can't see them running the table, but like I said before, anything can happen.
Oh, we want to knock Philly out. I want to knock Philly out so bad.
I'm with James on that. I want Philly dead.
Oh, man, I would love to be the one to kill him.
Yeah, see
yeah, more murder.
Killing.
More murder. Here we go. And those damn Phillies, too. Okay.
I mean, you're like the...
James is going to get a friend of his from the other side, you know, like at a Sopranos. We got this friend from the other side that's going to come over and do it.
No, I forgot them. I still know the ones from Brooklyn. No, I don't got to go all the way to Italy. My neighbor Rocky will take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Tony,
just to let everyone know, we got just about a minute to go. We want to thank you for listening to this incredibly entertaining program. Once again, you never ever know what's going to happen on this show. We will be back with you Thursday night at 8:00. The Rangers will have played 2 more games by then, and it'll be interesting to see where we're at come Thursday night at 8:00. And Eddie, you're going to be at the game on Wednesday night, correct?
Yeah, with Jackie Lombo, one of our dedicated listeners. She says she's a screamer. She said.
At the game?
I take that she's very loud at the game. Me and her were probably thrown out by the second period.
Oh, she was talking about at the game.
Oh, at the game.
Oh.
And if Stan from Bayside comes in with, this was entertaining? Hey, Stan, it's for free. Come on.
I think Stan's just being a ball buster like usual. I hope. I mean, I'd like to think if he sat here for 2 hours with us, he would have found it entertaining. So, yeah, we'll see you guys Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night, remember, you got to root for the Maple Leafs, the Islanders, the Devils, and, of course, the Rangers. And, you know, it would be nice to see, as well as they've played on this little road trip they had, it'd be nice to see them come home and keep it up. So, hopefully, that can, you know, hopefully, it'd be nice to see them finish over 500 at home, because right now they're under 500 at home.
Yeah. They're surprisingly good on the road. What are they, 20-15 or something? I don't know. Something
and
like that.
If they could only play well at home, just think where we'd be now.
They actually they have one of the best road records in the league. I mean, they're like fifth or sixth, I think, in the league on the road, maybe seventh. They're pretty good on the road. But home, they're under 500. So, all right, guys, we are off the air. But still not streaming.
Hey, Jim, I tell you though, when I saw that Malik thing, I mean, I know you had seen it, then you had written me back saying you saw it, but man, as soon as I saw that, first person I thought it was you.
Oh, that was
somebody
funny, wasn't it?
Talking to someone there.
Eddie, did you see that video?
No.
Oh, no, it's Eric Malik
putting the
puck
in his
own. Yeah, that one, yeah.
And it looks like he's playing for some beer league in the Ukraine. I mean, just the jerseys and how, like, you know, antiquated everything looked. It was like, Jesus.
Imagine we had him with Redden. Oh, my God. That would be worse than a Roosevelt and Redden, right? I mean, that guy was horrible.
Jeez,
think
what would our ranking be?
Yeah, think of what the blue line could be. You could have him and Pody and Redden.
Malik and Pody with Redden and Roosevelt. Think of, oh, man.
Ozilinch.
Ozilinch.
Yeah, there you go.
Got to have Ozilinch in there.
Oh, man.
But you'd be unstoppable in the shootout.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There are a couple guys on that list I think got unfair. I don't know. I think Tom Pody was. What? I'm not joking.
I like Kevin Hatcher. Kevin Hatcher, I love that guy.
Tom Pody is the most
was not as bad as Rangers fans made him out.
He's misunderstood.
No. I just think he got, you know, he's a big guy. It's the Willie Yuba complex.
Is that
you're
like
big, you got to hit. If you don't hit, you're a mush. The same way
well,
they hit.
Remember, Emil Francis told us that goes back to Harry Howell.
Yeah, so then it's the Harry Howell complex.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty well on Washington. I know you're going to say, oh, he's playing with great players, but still, I mean.
Who, Harry Howell?
Him, too.
Now, Malik. The other guy, he was an atrocity. Igor Ulanov.
Oh, God.
He was fucking awful.
He was bad.
And all we heard, I've never forget, the fans are going to love him. He plays a real tough game, gritty game.
Yeah.
I thought everyone would kill him.
That guy, I think, actually took, I'm going to have to look this up, I think he took a triple minor in one
He was so bad they made it up as they went along, right?
No, I think he had like 2 minutes for roughing, 2 minutes for hooking, and then 2 minutes on sportsmanlike. It's like, the Rangers are killing him 6 minutes. I don't play. He goes off.
Oh, man.
Number 44. Oh,
head.
You know who I thought of?
Derek Jusser's old number.
Remember that guy, Tony Tuzzolino?
Yeah, Tony Tuzzolino, yeah.
What?
I remember him.
Talk about a guy with a totally not a hockey name. You might know him, James.
Tony Tuzzolino.
And I know Nino Noto, too.
No. Oh, what a show, I gotta tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, fellas.
Hopefully next time we talk, they've actually won two, now make it five in a row.
Are you guys doing this Wednesday?
Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Wednesday I'm going to the game.
Oh, we're trying to find
we'll
back. I forgot. Okay, cool.
Have yeah, we'll be on Thursday.
Say hi to Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie Lombada.
Lombada.
All right.
Have a good one.
Talk to you later.
Hi, guys.
Bye.
Talk to you Thursday. Bye-bye.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Take care, guys.